dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I gotta go.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. You, my friends, are in for one heck of a treat today. I'm so excited and the show hasn't even started. Listen, I'm going to jump right into it. About a month ago, I heard a speaker, and when I listened to him, I got so emotional, so overcharged with enthusiasm and positivity, and I couldn't contain myself. I actually called up my family, and I said, I just heard one of the best speakers I've ever heard in my life. More appropriately, I couldn't believe it. I was just so overwhelmed with enthusiasm. And listen, folks, you're not going to believe me. And our speaker, our guest today on the show is I'm going to set him up big time because he's just so damn good. I listened to him speak and I said, you know, I've heard Donald Trump speak. I've heard Anthony Robbins speak and he's right up there with them. And I'd never heard of the guy. But when I heard him, I said, I got to get him on the show. And folks, we got him. And he's here for you. I haven't even introduced him yet, but he's so exciting. So whatever you're doing, slow down. Don't do anything. Stop. Get your friends, your family, everything, because today's show is going to be very, very worthwhile for you. Okay, good. Let's continue. But before we do that, what did we talk about last week's show? Well, last week, as usual, we bring on hot guests on the show. We talked to the president of ThinkBox National Marketing. And this individual, Emily, she was amazing. She talked about how she developed her own career, how she started her own career as an entrepreneur at the age of 17. Now listen, today's show is going to be focused on doing work or choosing the life as an entrepreneur. So listen to this. Whether you think you are a serial entrepreneur or you think you are somebody who might want to dabble in the world of being an entrepreneur, or someone who never wants to start their own business but wants to apply an entrepreneurial spirit to their job, this show directly relates to you. Okay? So good. While the context of the show is entrepreneurship, you can apply it in all those three areas. Good. Every show I always have a quote of the week. This is the quote of the week. Write it down. Get a pen out and write it down. If you focus on results and they don't happen, you get discouraged. But if you focus on actions, the results are almost automatic. Let me say it again. If you focus on results and they don't happen, you get discouraged. But if you focus on actions, results are almost automatic. And so what does that have to do with your dream job search? Listen up. What I've discovered is that if you, let's say, focus on booking 5 interviews or getting your job by this particular day and you don't get it, you get discouraged. But what I've noticed is that if you focus on key action steps, for example, apply to 3 positions a week, go to 1 networking event every week, and make 20 phone calls a week, you will find your work you love very, very fast. And get this, folks. I pulled the stats. On average, in 3 weeks, if you apply the techniques we're sharing on this show, you will book 5.9 interviews. I just love it. It's so exciting. So good. Okay, so here we are. I am so excited to have our guest on today's show. His name is Tavis McKenzie, and Tavis is president of Calendar Productions. And we're so fortunate to have him on the show because when he was sharing the kind of work he does, well, anyways, I want him to introduce himself. So, Tavis, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. And you've heard everything we said so far?
Yep.
And you're with us so far. Okay, good.
Yes.
Now, your business, give us your tagline, because when I heard it, I was totally shocked. What do you specialize in?
We specialize in captivating the student market. So we do it via student handbooks. When I was, I went to a business school here in Toronto, and we had a student handbook, a small little publication, and every year it would lose money every single year. Then I took it over and said, let's do something with this. And it actually started to make money, and then it made more and more money. So I said, wow, why don't we take this thing national? And that's what we did. So it's student handbook advertising on a national level.
So let me ask you, aren't you the largest one in Canada?
Currently we are, yes we are. There are some advertising agencies that, you know, they try to get into the handbooks, but we've definitely got it locked down.
Okay, good. There's one thing I want to just say before we get into the show. The listener out there is, I want you to be aware of something. Tavis is an entrepreneur and he runs businesses. And when he talks, you might say to yourself, well, he's promoting to me, he wants me to buy my product. This show is not about selling his product. However, if you get excited about his product, of course, I understand why you might want to look him up. But the purpose of the show and the reason why he agreed to come on the show is to talk about him, Tavis, and how he became so successful. And the hope is he can then transfer that information over to you, the listener, and then apply it to your life quickly. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it's important what you said, because in order to be successful, you have to be excited about your business.
That's a perfect start. Why the heck? Listen, you blew me away. Why the heck are you so excited about running business? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, typically you'd think student handbook advertising is not that sexy. A lot of people think sexy jobs are like investment banking or that kind of thing. I know a lot of people at the business school I went to thought that. And, I mean, you can have a success and you can be very happy in whichever job that you've chosen. And there are specific ways to do this. I know a guy, he's a bus driver. And a lot of people would think, wow, you know, that's not what I had in mind, but he loves it. Every day he absolutely loves it, gets up, he says it's relaxing, and it's just one of the best jobs he ever had, and that's where he's staying. He's going to be there for a long time.
Tavis, let's dive into you a bit. Let's jump right into it. Tell me a bit about you. How did you get started? How did you know? Listen, the question I get is, how do I know if I'm going to like it? So I'm kind of curious to know, how did you get started? How did you know you were going to like it? What did you do?
You first have to know, I think, what you don't like. You have to try a lot of things. What I did is I was very strong on accounting. Ever since I was young, I wanted to be an accountant. So I ended up graduating. I ended up working at the time it was Anderson. I don't know if anybody's heard of them, but they started shredding paper and they got shut down. So then I moved to PricewaterhouseCoopers, an amazing accounting firm. And what happened there is it just didn't do it for me. And I just said, the day of training, I wrote a letter to the HR person. I said, right now I don't have a family. I don't have a mortgage. I have very little expenses. I'm going to have to bow out of my employment contract and start my own thing. So I knew that from the summer internships I had that I wasn't that passionate about accounting like I thought I was. And so that's what spurred me on to do my own thing, to give me more control.
Wait a minute. So it's very interesting. It wasn't that you were particularly interested in, you weren't, it wasn't the hope for reward that you were necessarily motivated by, but was the fear of loss, meaning losing your life and your motivation of life because you stayed with accounting.
Yeah.
Okay, so for you, the biggest motivator there was what you didn't want to do.
In that case, it was, and then it put me on the path to figuring out what I wanted to do.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so for those of you listening out there, you might not know where you want to go, and that's often what I see. But the question or the issue Tavis brings up is, what do you not want?
and it's not negative. Don't think of it as it's a negative thing. You have to know. You have to just go with the flow. And if there are things that you don't like, don't keep them around you. Same with your circle of friends. I'm sure you've heard to surround yourself with good people who are motivated, who will get you to where you want to go. And that's what everybody listening should do. But and just like a job, don't surround yourself in an environment that is not for you. There's an environment for everybody. If it's not for you, you should move on.
Okay. May I ask you, you're relatively young, yes?
I'm 28.
Okay. And you would consider yourself relatively successful?
I would consider myself very happy.
Oh, interesting. You don't, that word success is not, it doesn't, is not a value to you?
I think being happy is such a broader term. And if you're happy, you're always going to be successful. But if you're successful in the eyes of maybe what the world thinks it means, you may not be happy.
Okay, Tavis, but how did you figure out how to drown out the world and to focus on you?
Well, I think that you can be. I don't think you should drown out the world. You should drown out the parts in the world that you feel are not giving you the life that you want. For example, if there's a friend that you have who's very demotivating, and when he talks to you, he's always sad, you may want to think about being friends with this person, and you may want to surround yourself with, you know, a good flock of birds to fly with.
Mm. You know, that brings up something very. I want to know about a defining moment in your life, a moment in your life that happened that kind of. I think the book that talks a lot about it is The Tipping Point,
mm-hmm.
where you went from kind of passionate to you just lit up like just a volcano exploding. Was there a defining moment in your life that occurred or a time when you said, I've got it?
Yeah, it was when I first started getting involved at school. When I first started to getting involved extracurricularly. Mm. And so if you're applying this to people in the workforce now, I would suggest take up a lot of hobbies. Because that's what you'll figure out your passion. And then I figured out my passion is actually, you know, working with people to accomplish a common goal that we all come up with. Not, in my opinion, not a predetermined goal by another company. And that's why I like entrepreneurship.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yes. So tell me more.
Okay. And so once I started on the student club, I realized that once you work together and you're passionate about a certain goal, it just makes you feel so good, whether it's accomplished or whether it's not, because you've got your support structure. And so let's say you do a lot of work on dream jobs. Mm-hmm. And so what you can do is, if you've got a support structure of people who are also in the same boat, you know, really motivated, really want a great job, but they just haven't got it yet, that is a great support structure. You can bounce ideas off each other, see what works, and then you'll all end up with jobs. In fact, you should really congratulate your listeners, because I've listened to your show, and every listener that has been listening, I'm surprised if they don't have a job by now. Using your tips, there's not much that I can say, except for I bring the happiness into the equation. Do you want to hear an equation that I heard recently?
Please.
Okay, it's a mathematical equation, but it's quite simple. It's happiness equals satisfaction over desires. This is a very new, innovative thing that I've come across. Mm-hmm. And you haven't heard it on any of my seminars or that kind of thing. So what it means is, if you are satisfied and if you can satisfy your desires, you're going to be happy. So there's two ways to do that.
Okay, before you continue,
yeah, sure.
Tell us the formula again. I'm writing it down. Everyone wants to write it down.
Okay, well, it's happiness equals satisfaction over desires.
Okay, got it.
Satisfaction, more clearly defined, is the ability to satisfy those desires. So you want that to be as positive as possible. And so there's two ways to do it. Any math person can tell you, or any non-math person can tell you. It's just a simple fraction. So either increase your ability to satisfy those desires. And in today's world, unfortunately, it's money. And you need to work for that money so you can satisfy those desires. So that's a very good option, because money's important. The other way to do it is to develop the capacity to desire less. And at first glance, this may seem, wow, I don't want to desire less, but it's very difficult to do. If you can start to, you know, take pleasure in the process, and that's why I love entrepreneurship, if you can take pleasure in the process of running a business, you're going to be happy, because the process is what matters. It's not the end result. And you said that in the quote at the beginning of your show, I believe. Mm-hmm. You said it in the steps. You said, rather focus on the steps to get the job. Apply to this many jobs this week. Don't focus on getting the job.
But how did you learn? So many people are stuck with the end in mind. The grass is greener. How did you figure this out?
I feel that I'm far from figuring it out. I feel that I'm too young to have figured it out. But I think that I'm far ahead, relatively speaking. I think what you have to start to do is appreciate the process of getting a job, the process of everything. And once you appreciate the process, you're going to be happy with the process. Because one of the biggest detriments to finding a job, if we're talking about that, is definitely demotivation. If you go to an interview, or if you're writing your resume or application while you're not in a good mood, in a pumped-up state, it's not going to be a good application. You have to enjoy the process, and you will get what you want in life.
I absolutely love that. Tavis is talking about process. We're going to be back after the break more with Tavis McKenzie, and we're just so excited to have him. General Manager, Calendar Productions, more after the break.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or on the internet at www.citr.ca. This is a show specifically designed and tailored to help you find work you love. And I always say this on the show, but the show is now open to phone calls. So if you're inspired by our conversation, give us a call. The area code 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Give us a call. In fact, don't talk to me. Talk to Tavis. My gosh, we got this guest on the show talking about how he built his business, how he's so excited about life. And the purpose of the show is to transmit that excitement over to the other side. So Tavis, you're still there.
I'm here.
Okay, great. So Tavis, before the break, we talked about enjoying the process. I kind of like that. That's good. We've got about that. What I love about one thing we do on this show is we bring things down to basics. And it's reflecting on what you said during the talk that I heard you give, how to book interviews with people in companies. Now, we're jumping all over the place. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, good. Okay, folks, you listening right now, we talk a lot about the show is how do you book an interview with a key decision maker? Well, Tavis specializes in how to actually book meetings with people to meet their needs. And when I heard it, I was like totally shocked. And so now it's called Practical Tips Section. How do you book all these meetings? Tell us.
Okay, so are we going to talk about it from a recruitment perspective or a sales perspective?
Let's keep it general sales because you can apply it to looking for your dream job, looking for building or selling a product and all that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
So what you're going to have to do is there's several ways to contact somebody.
Tavis, hold your thought. Hold on a sec, okay? Are you there?
Yes.
We have a caller. Okay, good. Tavis, I'm going to interrupt you there. Tavis, we got a caller just came in. She's so excited. And so we're going to come back with Tavis's example in just a second. But you have a question. What is your name?
Yes, hi. It's Betty Beauchamp.
Okay, Betty. And Tavis, can you hear her?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I'm going to turn the volume down because I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Through the speakers. Okay, do you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead with your question.
All right. I just wanted to add a little bit to what you were saying, and I really believe it's just like it's the trip that's important, not the destination. Mm.
Tavis, do you want to – I guess she's reaffirming what you said there.
Yeah, we don't need to say anything more. If people can learn that, they'll have a great success.
Okay, good. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. Right now, I've had two very successful businesses, and I want to put my product online. And I'm just wondering, where do I begin?
Okay, let me just ask you, so what's your product?
What I want to do is start somewhere where I can help people start their business. Because I've had two successful businesses, I would like to produce a manual step-by-step on how to begin to start their own business.
So Tavis, it sounds like we got a caller here who's an entrepreneur. So any thoughts on that?
Oh, yes. This is definitely right up my alley. I actually have an online business as well, which we won't get into, but I can tell you exactly how to do it. What you need to do is you need to find a place. Do you have a website yet?
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay, so once
it's
that's
in the process.
Done, I'll give you some quick tips. Once that's done, you need to definitely get on the forums and promote your product, business forums. There are a few. You can find them via Google. The other thing that you need to do is get a contact management program such as IntelliContact. You can find it at IntelliContact.com to run your newsletters because what people want is constant contact. And this is great also for what we were talking about with applying for a job and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If somebody's interested in your product or service, you need to always be sending them information relative to them.
I mean, are you talking, let's say, subscriptions, things like that, to keep
exactly.
them always up to date?
You need that. You have to have that. It'll gain you great customer retention and referrals.
Okay.
And you definitely need that. And I would really suggest eBay in any way you can. I know you don't have a tangible product. Mm-hmm. However, what you can do is you can create a manual or that kind of thing and sell it on places like this. Always try to make something tangible, and that'll get your name out.
Okay. So are you speaking about, let's say, the opportunity of having downloads?
Oh, yeah,
or
definitely.
Or like physical things that they can, like I'd have to put through the mail, things like that?
Right. Without getting into too much specifics, what you can do is take a look at a site that's doing what you want to do, and then you take that to somebody who knows about the web, and then you can have it designed in a second.
Mm. Okay. Mm. So I don't want really to have to invent the wheel.
No. Never invent the wheel.
I like that.
Stop it right now. You have never do anything that you don't have to do. Use a template, find what somebody else has done, copy it, and then make it better.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. Does that help at all, caller?
It absolutely does because, I mean, I was going on two directions. One, I was wanting to have everything original and from me, and I know that I was seeing and looking at a website that I thought was very interesting, and I thought, you know, I wouldn't take it all, but I'll take bits and pieces and put in my own personal style.
Great.
Exactly.
Well, good. Thank you for your question, and I love the answer. So thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
It was a pleasure listening to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Tavis, we're back. First of all, what I want to do is I wanted to thank you for your flexibility in taking a call midstream and what you were saying before.
Sure.
So I don't like doing that, but I'd like you to carry on. And you were talking about how to just sell yourself to decision makers. Please go ahead.
Right. So what we're talking about is multiple points of contact. With respect to sales, what I like to use is a combination of fax, email, telephone. And at a conference once, somebody said Facebook. I don't know if anybody's heard of that, but any sort of point of contact that you can get – to contact that recruiter or that person. Mm. And it doesn't matter if it's not always in a professional scope. If you can find a club that that maybe you may meet people in these positions, join that club. Do those kind of things. So let me tell you how to use those three. Is that all right, or do you have
Please,
any questions?
Please, no, go ahead. I'm very interested.
Okay, so what I would start with is definitely first leave a voicemail. Leave this before you get them your application. The reason why is you need to put some personality, some differentiation behind that piece of paper or stream of electrons that you're sending them, which is your resume.
Yes, yes.
Right? Because it's the same. It's always the same. And so then what you have to do is leave that voicemail. Leave a really good, clear voicemail, 30 seconds or less. And then what you're going to want to do is get them that resume, whether it be through their regular resume service, the resumes at companyname.com, or mailing it to them. Mm. I would suggest doing both. So send both, the snail mail and the digital copy.
Got it.
And then once that's done, email is key. But the trick is finding their personal email. When I say email, I mean personal email. So you
right.
send one to the generic company one, and then their personal email. Now, this is tough. What you're going to want to have to do, do you want to know how to get their email address?
Are you kidding me? Like, I'm holding on to the desk here. I mean, give it to me.
Okay. Now, the way that you do it is you have to phone the company and say that you're looking for the email address of the HR person. Sounds simple enough, but they're not going to give it to you. They're going to say, oh, really, is this about a job? Well, then send it to resumes@soandso.com.
Exactly.
What I would suggest you do is phone them up and say, may I speak with somebody in HR? You could say something like in HR about a business opportunity I have for them.
Okay.
Because you definitely do have a business opportunity for them, and it involves you.
Yeah.
And then what you have to do is say, what's their email address? If they still don't give it, ask the lady or the man at the reception and say, well, what's your email address? Do you think you could forward it to them from me if you can't give it out?
Got it.
And they'll say, certainly. And then you say, well, what's your name? And they say, Jane Smith. And you say, now, what's your email? And they say, jsmith@company.com or j.smith@company.com.
Yes.
And you say, oh, and by the way, what was that recruiter's name again?
Mm.
Tammy Marsden. Fill in the algorithm and send it. Now, some people may think this is a little too forward. I'm sending it right to their personal inbox. They usually don't get resumes here. Perfect. It'll differentiate you that much better and show that you're willing to do what it takes to get that job.
Mm. And let me ask you this. How do you guarantee during this process that you don't piss off the employer?
Well, you have to remain professional. No crazy used car salesman stereotype sounding messages. Very professional. I would say use 3 points of contact. The voicemail is very different. The other two involve electronic and a physical copy. So either fax or mail and email, because people like to have it printed as well.
Mm. So you got the voicemail, the email, and then the mail or the fax. That's the touch. Okay.
Right. Great. And don't, there's no reason to do a mail and a fax because they're both printed media.
Okay. Can I put you on the spot here and ask you to say word for word what you would say to a guy to book a meeting to talk about Calendar Productions, for example?
Yeah, you definitely can.
Okay, right on. I love this.
Okay. This is what you need to do. The first thing that you have to say at the beginning of the voicemail is your name. And by the way, this is tested. I need to tell you a story about how this came to be.
Please.
I used to leave messages that sounded just like this. Let me show you. Hi, it's Tavis McKenzie calling from Calendar Productions at na-na-na-na-na. And then I said, I can make your business boom. And I would keep going on and on and on and on about nothing. And one day, a lady phoned me back. And she phoned after hours at the time I was working from my house. And she said, Tavis, is this you? And I said, it's Tavis. And then she said, I wanted to just complain to somebody that was the worst voicemail I've ever heard. And you sound like a used car salesman. And then I said, well, I know that I could use some work on my voicemail, but I know our product is amazing. And so then she said, and then I said, how do you know, though? How do you know it's so bad? Why won't that work? She says, I have professional voicemail training. And here are the jewels. I'll tell you everything she told me.
Love it.
I was angry at her. But now she has saved the day. This is exactly what you need to do. Right when you leave a voicemail, say, I'll do it for you. Hi, it's Tavis McKenzie calling from Calendar Productions. So you say your name, where you're calling from. Then the next thing you have to leave immediately is your telephone number.
Mm.
Why?
Oh, well, I don't know.
The reason you have to leave the telephone number is because when people are reviewing their message, they always start at the beginning. They don't want to hear you all again. I do it to my friends, too. Hi, John, it's Tavis, 905. He says, I know your number, Tavis. So what you have to do is then it's your phone number. and then it's 30 seconds on what benefit you can add them.
Okay.
Not in a very salesy way with respect to resumes, but you know, if you're selling media, it's a competitive market.
How do you say it? Tell me.
This is exactly how I say it. I said, I'll first do some research, go on their website or check a newspaper and see what they're interested in. So I'll say, I've seen that you've recently won over the Molson Canadian account. If you're looking for student media, we have access to XXX thousand students across Canada, and I thought you'd be very interested in seeing a media kit. I'll send it. I have obtained your email address, and I'll send a media kit to you right away, and I'll phone you back on Monday.
Okay, so then you follow up.
You take control. You have to take control.
Okay, good. Okay, I love it. That's brilliant, and that works for you.
Oh, it works tremendously.
Okay, and we've talked a lot on this show about contacting employers. And one of the things I want to stress here, and I'm not going to stress it until after the break. After the break, I'm going to review how we can transfer exactly those words he just said to your dream job search interview booking. And first, it's going to take a break. If you have any questions, give us a call. We answer your toughest career-related questions with simple, practical answers. The number here is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. We'll see you in about 44 seconds.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or www.citr.ca, listening to a show specifically tailored, sculptured, and designed to help you find work you love fast. If you haven't called your friends, call them in. We have about 4 minutes left, and we are with an amazing guest, Tavis McKenzie, General Manager, Calendar Productions. Tavis, I think I want you back on the show.
Well, we'll see what your listeners say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I'm pumped. There's only 4 minutes. I don't know what to say. Just let you loose. Anything you want to say now?
Well, let's talk about a little bit about goal setting.
Okay.
Now, I there's different people in the world. Different people can get things accomplished in different ways. And I've got two techniques that I've come across that will enable people to reach those goals. So what you always need to do every morning regardless is get up and make a list. It's a given. You have to get up and make a list of what you're going to do that day, the process. Now, getting the list done is the tough part. There's two techniques that will work for different people. The first is write everything down, even if everything, I mean everything, not just your top 10, not just your top 5, everything. Every day you write it down, probably about 30 things you'll have on that list. Then do only the most important. Circle the most important ones that are going to influence your life now. Circle those. And then be realistic and say, which can I do during the day? And get all of those done that day. So it's very simple. You've heard it before, but nobody does it. If you do it, you'll get a lot done.
Tavis, I know I've heard it a million times. So why? What makes you so special? Why do you have the right to tell us the same crap we've heard over and over?
I'll tell you why. Because I do it. And I don't know if you've heard the story about Mahatma Gandhi. There's a lot of stories about Mahatma Gandhi, but here's one. The mother came to Mahatma with her son and said, Mahatma, tell my son that he shouldn't eat sugar. And Mahatma's like, come back next week. And the mother, confused, goes, okay, and takes her son and comes back to Mahatma and goes, Mahatma, it's been a week. I brought my son to you. Please tell my son not to eat sugar. And Mahatma says, don't eat sugar. And confused, the woman says, Mahatma, why didn't you just tell him that last week? And Mahatma says, well, because last week I was eating sugar. And so what I'm telling you is I do this every day, and I have got the happiness that I need from it, and that I've wanted to plan. The plan works. I found it to work. Now, okay, here's something different. Do you want a twist on the goal thing? I can give you a twist. Do you want the twist yet?
Please.
Okay.
We got a minute. I'm dying to know, but I just go ahead, please.
Here's the twist. reduce your goal. This works for some other people. If you're going to say, I'm going to go and work out for an hour today, don't say that. If you want to get healthy, go to the gym. Say, I'm going to go and exercise for 5 minutes. And then you know what that'll do? It'll get you in the gym and you'll do it. And if you can stick to the 5 minutes and leave, do it. Stick and leave. But I guarantee you'll be there for longer. And do that for your other goals too.
That reminds me of a line that says, expect less and get more. I just love it.
Yes.
Tavis, this is the last final question. It's always the last question I ask of all my guests. It's called The Graveyard Secret. And what the graveyard secret means is this is a secret that you typically would take to the graveyard because it's so valuable to you and your life and your career and your business. But because you're on the show and you're being asked of it, you're prepared to share a graveyard secret with the audience, an exclusive secret, one that comes to you.
And this is a secret for success and happiness. Okay, what I would say is the biggest secret is to utilize your friends. You need to utilize all of your friends to get what you want, and you have to be able to receive from those friends. And if your friends are offering you something, be very, very grateful. And the reason why it's a graveyard secret is I don't tell many people that because they don't believe it. Everybody says, yeah, I appreciate my friends, but really over-appreciate people. Thank them for what they've done for you, and they'll be your friend and help you forever for any other problems you may have.
Appreciating the things you have.
Exactly. Appreciate what you have and really show people that you appreciate it. Put it into the physical reality. Show them. Don't just think it. Do something for them. There's so little reciprocity going on nowadays. Do something for somebody else first and eventually it'll come back to you. You can use that too.
Love it. Tavis, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. I'm just so excited for you having been here. This has been Tavis McKenzie, General Manager, Calendar Productions. Check him out. He gives offers a great product. So give us your tagline again.
For the business?
Yeah.
Captivating the student market, but it's really for big companies. It's really for companies. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, if you're a company and you need calendars, that's the guy to get in touch with. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to help you find work you love and make a ton of money. And, of course, be unstoppable.
CITR Podcast Update, number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information high.